Off the Ball.
Find us on Twitter at Off the Ball.
News Talk 106 to 108.
All right, Ireland, through to the World Cup final. I'm delighted to be joined on the line by Roisin Upton. Roisin, congratulations. This is unbelievable.
You said it. Like, we're all standing here looking at each other. We just can't believe it.
A World Cup final, is it just beyond your wildest dreams of what you could have achieved at this tournament?
You know, we'd be lying if we said it wasn't. We came here with a goal to get out of our pool, and the quarterfinal we felt could be within our reach. And since then, it's just been like targeting every match as if that was the World Cup final. So today was another World Cup final for us, and we came through. It's just been unbelievable.
And people go through their lives, and you go into games, and you feel that it's of huge importance, and you say it's like a World Cup final. Tomorrow, it's actually going to be the World Cup final.
I know. We feel so privileged because so many great hockey players in Ireland, so many people that we've looked up to, are idols that mightn't be well known back home, but they never got this opportunity. So I think when we came over here, we just decided to go for it, just to put a smile on our face, to enjoy every moment. And that's what we've done, and this is where we find ourselves.
Yeah, and you put a smile on the face of a lot of people back here in Ireland as well. There's been a huge amount of people texting in, passing on their congratulations. Everyone really enjoying this run through to the final. Tell us about the game, because watching back here, like, we were tired by the end of it. It was just such a grueling, intense game. How difficult was that compared to what you faced so far?
Yeah, the heat over here has been a challenge in different ways. But when you're in a World Cup semi-final, you know, you kind of try to push it to the back of your head. We talked about just moving the ball, trying to stay out of contact, and just go for it. And the early goal was brilliant. It really kind of set the tone and relaxed us. But I think we might have took a step backwards, and we just played a bit backwards and sideways a bit too much. We didn't continue going at them, so we let them back into it. But we held on. You know, we're strong defensively. We don't give up opportunities easy. So we pride ourselves in that. And my God, when it goes to a shootout and you have Aisha McFarren in goal, you back yourself, you know.
How were the nerves during the shootout?
It's hard to put into words. 10,000 people watching. We know the support has been phenomenal back home. It's been incredible to have RTE on board. You know, our families, friends, so many people get in touch. But you just try to block all of that out, you know. Just try to block it out and just live in the moment, you know. How badly do you want to get to a World Cup final?
Yeah, and that moment when Gillian Pinder scored the winning penalty, I'd imagine is a moment that's going to probably live with you for the rest of your life.
It will, yeah. And we've had a lot of those moments here. We've said it, we've managed to finish every match with a smile on our face, and it's just been going up and up. We've been to a lot of tournaments where we've had roller coaster rides, you know, results not going our way. Just like many teams do, you know, on a journey to get to where you get to. But at this World Cup, it's fallen into place. You know, the crowd was electric. It was magic.
Where do you feel this has come from, this run? What's changed over the past 2-3 weeks that a group of players who've suffered so much heartbreak over the last decade or so in terms of qualifying for Olympics have been able to make such a ridiculous breakthrough?
I think it's worth mentioning Gary Longwell, our sports psychologist who works up in Sinai. He's just been an incredible asset to us. He's really managed to just, bring everyone together, focus on what the goal is. You know, for a long time we were there or thereabouts and results just weren't going our way. So we just, you know, decided to relax and just enjoy every moment. You know, we have people that, you know, can get frantic at different things, and you just want it so badly. But coming here, it was just a real relaxed environment that he helped to create. And we really just wanted to go for it. You know, why do you get up early in the morning at 6 a.m.? Why do you miss all the things you miss since you've been 12? You know, the birthdays, the holidays, the different things, if you're going to let the pressure get to you. So just enjoy the moment, have no regrets, and what happens, happens.
And I think that's one of the reasons why everybody in Ireland is really feeling a strong connection with this team and is really enjoying watching and jumping on the bandwagon as a lot of us are, that you do play, as you say, you try and go out and play with a smile on your faces and you finish the match with a smile on your faces. And that's not an easy thing to do when it is as intense and when it's in such a pressurized situation.
Yeah, it's not always, you know, but I suppose it's just, it keeps us grounded. When we look at each other and, you know, you just take it all in, the stadium, you know, we might never get to play in a stadium that big again was kind of our feeling coming into the tournament. We hope now in the future that Irish teams for many years will get to compete in these tournaments. But coming into it, we didn't, you know, you just got to live in the moment. Yeah, we've been so lucky and the support has just been top notch.
We're only an hour or so on from the end of the match. What have you been doing? Have you managed to get together just as a squad and a panel in the dressing room together and soak it all up?
Not yet, no. We're just going to head in now. A few of the girls are in there just getting ice baths. Recovery is key now. And we're in a World Cup final and we're going to go for it.
Yeah,
and so just going to pop back into the girls.
You mentioned the support. Is there a big crew over from Limerick? Are you getting much feedback from everybody at home?
There's a huge crew. My family are here. I'm lucky to have my parents here. My friends and his parents, you know, I have a crew from Cattigan's Ute, the hockey club, have come over. You know, there's people from Crescent Comp here, my secondary school. It's just, and it's everyone's families, friends, and it's people who aren't just families and friends that, have you said, you know, jumped on the bandwagon in one sense, but that's the Irish supporters, isn't it? We back each other. We love sport in Ireland. You know, it doesn't matter what you play. We just love team sport. We love getting behind teams.
Yeah, it's brilliant. And listen, we want to let you get back to the dressing room. Just before you go, you've got to enjoy this. You've got to embrace it. But somehow in 24 hours from now, you're going to be playing in a World Cup final against either Netherlands or Australia, two of the dominant teams in women's hockey. Again, you're going to be in a position where you're underdogs. But like the confidence that's in that group right now, I'd imagine you're going into that thinking anything is possible.
Yeah, you said it. You know, we're here now. We have nothing to lose. We're on the podium. Some, you know, we didn't imagine in our wildest dreams we'd be on the podium, but we are. So we're just 60 minutes away from who knows what.
Who knows what. Roisin, you can't say it enough. You're in a World Cup final. Congratulations. Go enjoy the celebrations.
Thanks, Bill.
Off the ball.
Find us on Twitter at Off the Ball.
News Talk 106 to 108.